Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A recent study conducted by researchers at Gartnavel General Hospital in Glasgow, Scotland, has demonstrated the effectiveness of a machine learning model in predicting inpatient hypoglycemic events. The model utilizes capillary blood glucose, CBG, measurements to make these predictions and has shown excellent performance. The research was presented at the Diabetes UK Professional Conference. The study also sought to determine the relative importance of various glycemic features in predicting hypoglycemia. The researchers found that extreme and variable CBG measurements were the most significant predictors of these events. Inpatient hypoglycemic events can have serious consequences for patients, both in terms of morbidity and mortality. The researchers hope that by identifying patients at risk for hypoglycemia, they can take preemptive measures to prevent these events from occurring. To create their machine learning model, the researchers analyzed a large data set of CBG data obtained from the National Health Service. They specifically focused on data from the Greater Glasgow and Clyde region and generated nearly 5 million rows of CBG information. The model, which utilized the XGBoost algorithm, was trained to predict the probability of a hypoglycemic event occurring between days 2 and 31 of admission. The accuracy of the model was assessed using the area under the receiver operating characteristic curve, which provides a numerical value between 0 and 1, representing the patient's risk of having a hypoglycemic event in the next 24 hours. The model showed increasing accuracy over time, reaching a maximum at day 7 and remaining stable thereafter. What sets this machine learning model apart from others is its reliance solely on CBG measurements, making it more accessible and applicable to different hospital settings. Other models often require a wider range of clinical data, which can make implementation more complex. In addition to predicting hypoglycemic events, the researchers also investigated which CBG characteristics had the greatest impact on generating predictions. They found that age was the most significant characteristic on the first day of admission. Other important features included minimum CBG in the 48 hours prior to the alert, glycemic variability, and the trend for blood glucose over the preceding 24 hours. Moving forward, the researchers plan to test the model in clinical practice, first in diabetes wards and then in non-diabetes wards, to assess its real-world application. They also aim to compare its performance across different hospitals with varying levels of intervention. Ultimately, they hope to develop an intervention tool that can be delivered to healthcare professionals via a smartphone app or other means. The research has garnered positive feedback from experts in the field. Jerry Raymond, a consultant diabetologist at Ipswich Hospital, praised the study's potential impact on managing hypoglycemia in inpatient care. He noted that being able to predict those at risk using only CBG data would be immensely valuable to clinical staff. This study represents a significant step toward improving the management of hypoglycemic events in hospitalized patients. By utilizing machine learning and CBG measurements, healthcare professionals may be able to identify patients at risk and take proactive measures to prevent these potentially harmful events.